am proud to claim Ogden Nash as a relative. He was my paternal grandmother's first cousin, so that's close enough for me. For those of you not familiar with my dear cousin Ogden, he was the Mac Daddy of light verse and famous for his pun-like rhymes. He is said to have been a gentle satirist with a wry wit. He wrote over 500 pieces of comic verse and was a celebrated lyricist for Broadway plays, including the 1943 hit One Touch of Venus. He worked at the New Yorker for many years and was featured on a postage stamp in 2009. His unique craft of inventing words and creative spelling puts him in his own category of poets. Nash said, "I'm very fond of the English language. I tease it, and you only tease the things you love." Most of his works are silly and light, which is why I find him so delightful. He was born in Rye, New York in 1902, but lived most of his life in Baltimore while traveling back and forth to New York City. He died in 1971 from, of all things, bad coleslaw. I never met Ogden Nash, although he did travel to Wilmington on several occasions to visit my grandparents, who were authorities on all things garden, especially camellias. Reportedly, there was a conversation on the variations on the proper pronunciation, but upon his departure, when signing their guest book, he wrote, "There was a man, a social failure. He said camellia and not camellia." One of my favorites is entitled "The Perfect Husband." He tells you when you've got on too much lipstick and helps you with your girdle when your hips stick. And birthday at the beach. At another year, I would not boggle. Except when I jog, I joggle. When I am invited to a wedding rehearsal dinner and feel the need to give a toast, I usually pull out my personal Ogden Nash favorite, "To keep your marriage brimming with love in the loving cup. Whenever you're wrong, admit it, and whenever you're right, shut up." Remember in 1988 when Lloyd Bentsen slammed Dan Quayle in the vice presidential debates when he said, "I served with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. And, Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy." With that being said, knowing that I'm not Ogden Nash, and just for fun, I'd like to channel my inner Ogden to take a stab at light verse. "Tomato aspic is much too jiggly. If served to me, I won't be piggly. It's jellied and cold and somewhat scary. Better prepared as a Bloody Mary.